Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hello everyone, welcome to Red Men News. It's time for your daily dose of Liverpool transfer news, information and, you know, total bollocks. Because that's what we're all in it for, because it's the summer, it's the silly season. I'm your host Paul Machen, and I'm joined for this by Ross Chanley. Ross.
Hi.
Hello. Yes, back in situ for this one. I hope you've enjoyed the wonderful words of Mr. Chris Pajak in recent days, but we're giving him a well-earned break from talking about Felipe Coutinho for a bit. There is a little bit of a Coutinho update, which we'll come to a little bit later on in the show. I just want to draw attention to the fact that two things. This show is brought to you in partnership with Unibet. Thank you very much for them for partnering with us on the daily news shows. If you need more transfer news and info, go and check out their blog as well. I'll put a link in the video description and I presume in their pinned tweet as well. So yeah, go over there. Click the link and make us look really, really good. Yeah.
Yeah. Got some good writers over there as well.
They've got... Ross has written some stuff over there. Go and read that. It's good. Very good. I've not read it myself, but I'm told. I don't read articles. But if you do, that's a perfect place to go. And while we dive into it as well, thank you to everyone who subscribed to the YouTube channel as well. Obviously, it's now a couple of weeks we've been over here on its very own platform. If you listen to this in audio form and you've not yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, do so. If you're watching this live and you've not done so yet, please do so. We're on 16,500 subscribers. It's going really, really well. Indeed, hope you're enjoying these shows. 12:30, Monday to Friday. Come and get involved with us. Ross, let's go over then. A little bit of just general Liverpool news is that Liverpool have signed a deal with EA Sports and FIFA in a long-term partnership deal, which makes me, I'll be honest, a little bit sad as an entrenched Pro Evo player. And also the face of their live streams. but yeah, no, I mean, look, ultimately, the thing about it, I know the difference. EA Sports is an absolute mega brand. FIFA is the mega footballing brand. It's not going to do Liverpool any harm in terms of the globalisation of the club to have this kind of deal.
No, I'm exactly the same as you. Obviously, Peter Moore's got contacts. He's going to work for them. Mm-hmm. The good thing is it's a long-term deal as well, so getting that influx of money, building a relationship up with them is really good. I'm annoyed. Going back to Merseyside, Red is going to really annoy me for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but until we get the PES Universe update file and everything will be fine.
But that's where the money is, isn't it, really? And yeah. There's nothing wrong with PES, but...
as far as the players go, they always make them look really cartoony and hench. So, I mean, look, Mo Salah looks like he's got, like, the Incredible Hulk upper body muscles going on.
He looks
on,
the
like,
same
so.
Size as Virgil as well,
doesn't yeah, he? Yeah, so great. I'm sure the players are all made up with the hyper-stylised FIFA style. That's that. It's a thing. We'll know more about what that means in the coming weeks, I guess.
It's a slow news week when we're talking about FIFA.
It's not a slow week. It's not a slow news week, though, Ross. It's a big news day. Some very, very interesting news dropped by Indy Kyler about Liverpool transfer targets, which you will know about because you've read the title and presumably seen the thumbnail of this. We'll come to that a little bit later on because we'll draw the suspense out. Before we get there, the latest on the Coutinho saga, because it is becoming, it's not even a real saga, but it's becoming a saga, is look, there's the wives, Felipe Coutinho and Roberto Firmino's missus's hugging and a little bit of a handshake and a bit of a cuddle from Bobby
back.
Firmino. Yeah. No, maybe that's it that we can say. Oh, Barca, I hurt my back. Oh, I can't compete for you until I get a transfer that I really want.
Here's the evidence.
But what, I mean, look, no shock, of course, that the wives are both big friends. Of course they are. But it is the look at Felipe Coutinho's wife. Just, she's so happy. Just bring them home. bring them on. And can we just, I just want to draw attention to, look, Bobby Firmino can get away.
Skirt?
I think he might be wearing a skirt, but he's wearing a skirt that and top that matches his wife's top. They are that couple, aren't they? Have you ever been on holiday? You always see that family, the ultra-coordinated family, where the wife clearly dresses the entire family. I actually think it's the other way around in this instance. And the kids are all matching, and they just look too perfect. Again, Bobby Firmino, he's got his own unique style, hasn't he? Look, aging Firmino, I mean, I'm sure they were chatting during the Copa America, and I'm not sure this is conclusive proof of anything.
I mean, it's grasping at straws at best, isn't it? Of course they're going to be mates, aren't they? They play together. They play together at Liverpool and stuff, and obviously they've got that Brazilian connection.
But it does show, because one of the big fears around the Coutinho stuff is like the squad harmony thing. And like, you know, there could have been some ill feeling from Firmino, if like your mate, you know, one of your best mates in the squad, and he's acted like a dickhead and he's left you or whatever. He clearly loves Phil. And I think all of them really like Phil Coutinho as well, to be honest. So I'm less and less concerned by that being a thing, the more I see. But that's encouraging. I mean, you know, just not going to hurt him going, just force it through.
Yeah.
Force a cut price move through. Don't do what Michael Owen did. Don't be a gobshite. Have the courage of your convictions. Would you be happy with him back? I'm sure you've been asked this 50 times this week.
I've changed my mind 50 times as well.
How are you feeling today?
Yeah, why not? I think it always outweighs that he's a quality player, and that's something that we're missing. What you just said there about the harmony and stuff of being a bit of a dick or whatever. Someone made the point yesterday, I think it might have been, I can't remember what it was, so he said if someone did that to come to Liverpool, you'd be all right with it, because it went the other way around. You don't like it.
I think for me, my concerns all come from like him being a massive penis in how he left. And I've seen people say, well, no, he really played really well for us. He played brilliantly when he decided to start playing again for the club. But I don't say it's unforgivable. Everything is largely forgivable apart from the true unforgivable things in life. He's not a fucking paedophile, is he? Like, you know what I mean? So I think largely, stop. So I think, you know, he hasn't committed a massive sin. He's just been a knobhead in trying to force through a move that he wanted.
He's been badly advised, but then there's other things he was promised that he could have the move, but then he signed a new contract, so he buffered his price up and stuff like that.
I'd like to see him, if he wants to play for Liverpool again, and Liverpool, you know, and if it's a possibility, I'd like to see him being a dickhead to Barcelona. That would win me over, I think. I don't need this, like, he should come crawling over glass back to Liverpool, and I want a public apology to the fans and all that kind of stuff. Nah, I just want him to be a gobshite to Barca. I want him to do the same to them as he did to us, because Barca are terrible for that, and I'd love to see them get a taste of their own
medicine. Or let him be a bell end. Say we're going to sign him, wait till the last day, and then don't sign him, and just fuck Barcelona off.
Just give Shaqiri a new contract instead. Okay, we're going to move on. Simon Mignolet. Despite all the talk from Jurgen Klopp at post Bradford, Mignolet's going to stay, and there's word that Liverpool are saying that, you know, he's not going to move on loan, and they're not going to accept a cut price fee for him. Apparently, his agent has been talking, Theo Squires, on the Liverpool Echo Live blog, has covered this, saying that obviously Klopp's keen for him to stay, but apparently his agent's told Belgium publication Le Sport Plus that he's still working on an exit. He says the goalkeeper game of musical chairs hasn't started yet. It's important for Simon to play somewhere, and our goal is still to make him leave. He's still got a lot to offer, and if we have an offer, we're counting on Liverpool making an effort. Thoughts on this?
I hate when agents talk. It just sounds like he's after money, doesn't it? Rather, he's not got the player's interest. I'd understand if he wanted to leave, to be fair, but you think that decision would have been made before, and you think last season when there was murmurs if he wanted to leave, he was seeing Karius ahead of him and going, what is going on here? Like, I'm better than him. Whereas now he seems to be really good and enjoy being part of the back room, well, behind the scenes, really good, experienced player, and the motivation he's still got to realise he's number two, despite Liverpool needing two number ones. He seems quite happy today.
For me, my conversation with Mignolet goes, well, look, we've seen it. Camille Grabar has gone out on loan to Huddersfield.
Yeah.
So I think if he has a Danny Ward level loan, you know, like you know, that he did with Huddersfield a couple of seasons ago, then I think he maybe makes himself a decent backup option, because you can go, he's had a full competitive, good level season of senior football under his belt. I've no problem with him being, as long as he's good, being in competitions as our alternative number one, as I'm sure Jürgen would phrase it. But it's too soon for Mignolet. I'd say, well, look, mate, all these teams that are going to want to buy you, they're not going anywhere. They're not going to not want to buy you next year, but you might pick up a Premier League winner's medal, you might pick up a Super Cup medal, you might pick
up all these things,
and you're going to be a better goalkeeper because you've had another year of training and being all around that stuff. But I think the question mark will come. If Liverpool receive a really good bid for him, that's when we'll know how what Mignolet's position is and how tight Liverpool's resolve is.
I think if you look at the Premier League as well, most of the top, say, seven or eight sides are pretty well stocked for goalkeeper as well. Mm-hmm. So I think not that he wouldn't get in them, but you look at Wolves, Rui Patricio, Pickford, Kasper Schmeichel, and then the rest of the top four or five, then he's not getting any of them, is he? So just stay at Liverpool.
Absolutely. I think that's the thing we don't really consider. It's where does he want to play? Is he going to go and do a Jerzy Dudek or a Pepe Reina where he's going to go and be second choice at another big club? Well, you might as well stay at Liverpool. Just keep your house. Yeah. Earn a good wage. Guarantee that you're going to compete for silverware the same as you would if you were going to anywhere else. Or your alternative is to go and do, like, you know, as you say, what are your legitimate options? Are you realistically looking at bottom end of the Premier League, high-end championship? You're not going to go to one of the best teams in Spain, or, you know, or you're not going to buy in. You're not going to oust Neuer, are you, as the Bayern goalkeeper, or go to Serie A? So it's an interesting situation. He might look at it and think that might open up, his options might open up next summer, certainly. Right, Ross, it's here, it's time. If you just joined us live, this is what you've all been waiting for. Indy Kyler, our good mate Indy Kyler, dropped a little thing yesterday saying, oh, Man United and Liverpool news coming up at 10:30. Hold your horses. And he did.
I fell asleep. What happened?
Did you?
Yeah.
Wow. Rock and roll. He delivered this absolute gem. Exclusive, according to club sources, Liverpool today have brought Hakim Ziyech back on the shortlist for summer targets. They were also informed by officials in Holland that Man United have been talking to the player. The player wants £150,000 a week. Look, when you type Indy Kyler into Google, Indy Kyler reliable comes up as like the second highest search term for it. I'll be honest, I don't know.
He knows the answer.
No, frankly, he does get some news because he's built himself up as a reputation, so people actually do come to him with stuff. But I don't know that. I don't think there's a filter. I don't think he filters between what is absolutely solid, world class, nailed on information and what is speculative at best.
I think
Liverpool will have Ziyech on a list of targets. I do.
That's not news though, is it?
No, that's not. But it's interesting that we haven't really seen anyone mentioned. You know, all the attacking targets. We've seen Nicolas Pepe totally and utterly blown out the water. Liverpool have been vehement in the suggestions in the briefing to the North West Press that we're not interested in him. Mm-hmm. And then there's all the Coutinho stuff, which again isn't. I'm not seeing that coming from journalists who would necessarily know.
Bruno Fernandes as well.
Bruno Fernandes doesn't look like there's any interest in there in particular. This could just be a case of it's because of the denials. It's
who's next?
Just toss another name in there. Let that bounce around for a few days. But it, you know, Indy goes on to say it's not been denied. So as it stands, it's a thing. I think Liverpool, he is exactly the kind of player Liverpool should be targeting, to be honest.
I think he's got a buyout clause as well, hasn't he? He's around £20 to £30 million, which is everyone's got like, the price, the player, the quality you need, that creative player that we want. I think it's because those names have gone, no, who's next? Well, him, like, he'll do. He had a good performance against Real Madrid, Spurs, in the Champions League. That's all I've seen in them, really.
I personally think Liverpool's transfer models, I think they've got a list of players, and I think they are well aware of the Liverpool tax. It's a Liverpool tax that says they've got money because they've won the Champions League, and also they've got a great track record of spotting talent and getting value out of them. So I think a lot of chairman will be a bit antsy or whatever around those kind of situations. So I wonder whether Liverpool are just letting the market develop a little bit and seeing what becomes available, casting some preliminary conversations out there. You know, we know backdoor conversations happen all the time. You go through friends of friends to get to agents to have a little quiet word without going to clubs officially. And I wonder whether that we're letting other clubs take the first step in moving for players. I don't know that we're going to come up with a name out of nowhere this summer. I think the kind of players if they're going to be senior players, we'll all be known entities to some extent. And it may be a case of you wait to see Man United get a fee agreed for someone like Ziyech, and then you go, okay, yeah, we're prepared to pay that, and we'll come in and gazump. someone, maybe, but that's just pure speculation at that point. Let us know your thoughts on Zayek, though. Is that, would that say, yeah, if that was Liverpool's one big sign of the summer, is that what, is that the kind of player you think Liverpool should be targeting? Let me know in the comments below. We'll take some of your comments in a moment. We just want to draw everyone's attention to theredmentv.com. We did the Reds transfer roundup show on Monday. I've just recorded the summer football show today, talking about all of the transfer news from around world football. We've talked about the absolute state of Manchester United, which was great. What De Ligt moving to Juventus could mean. We talk about the impact that Griezmann can have at Barcelona, and Steve Bruce being announced as Newcastle United manager, and a whole host of other things. It's a 60-minute show that'll be up this afternoon on the redmentv.com, and we're going to discuss everything we've got on this show today, and Chris has discussed yesterday, and the stuff that's going to get discussed for the rest of the week, depth and detail, Friday. Monday and Friday is your Liverpool transfer news specials, between 45 minutes to an hour, in depth, all the news, whether transfer news or things around the club. So get over to redmentv.com, and as you can see right there on your screen, the exclusive interview we did with Jordan Henderson and Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain just before the Champions League final, which is really, really funny and interesting stuff. Ox talking about his return to the first team, coming back from injury, some really funny moments that, in that as
Cy
well.
Cy Hughes was a belter yesterday as well.
And yes, and former independent journalist Cy Hughes talking about Coutinho and with Chris on the newsroom. So yeah, go over and get that. It's free for the first month, so you can get all of this stuff and try it, see how it fits, and then you're gearing up towards this. You're going to cover, if you start now, you're pretty much getting almost all of the transfer window for Nottingham. You're going to miss the last kind of like week or whatever, or a week or two.
And the first game of the season, you get that.
Gearing up towards that, so yeah, you know.
Community charity, whatever it's called.
Community charity, whatever it's called. Get involved with all that. Other than that, yes, let's get to your comments on things that we've discussed. Cy Fletcher,
so, you've just covered. Jojo says signing Zayach is better than Coutinho, he's cheaper. Paul Young says Zayach ticks all the boxes for us in this window. We can play across the front three. He will understand these backup to start with, coming from that league. He's a good enough player to change your game.
The only question on that, we're kind of reading into his psyche a little bit on it, is that it's going to be interesting. We'll get a good idea of him because he'll play every game for Man United. But he'll be playing in the Europa League, and it's whether he believes, if he, you know, whether he wants to come in, having been the main man at Ajax. Does he want to come to a team? Whereas you look at like De Ligt going to go and be a starter for Juventus, whereas Liverpool are in that uncomfortable, it's a great situation to be in, Ross, where it's very difficult. You're not going to, when there's no one really in world footy who's going to come in right now and usurp most of that starting 11.
No, but I think there's enough game time for him. I think he's still easily get 30 games for Liverpool, you know, domestic cups, Champions League. Marnie's not playing Norwich game because he's still on a holiday, so there's a place for him to stake a claim there and get his place. Mm-hmm. But you'd look at it as if, say, where Liverpool going now, are going, they're on the up. On and off the field, they're really good. Whereas United, we might get every game there, but like Solskjaer might have been the manager in 3 months' time. Yeah. Everything's gone to shit already, as we've already discussed. Mm-hmm. Well, who would you rather go to? Who plays attacking football? Who plays boring football?
It's an interesting one. The thing is, the question mark's over him. Is he a bit lightweight? He's untested, obviously, at this level. A great run in the Champions League, of course. But I always find it odd buying players from the Eredivisie. We had a laugh about some of this the other day. Largely centre-forwards is the point. Like Dirk Kuyt was a 20-goal-a-season centre-forward in the Eredivisie, and he, you know, and he wasn't that, you know, for Liverpool. He ended up playing right wing, of course. But Mattia Kesman, goal machine in the Eredivisie, didn't cut it for Chelsea. Van Nistelrooy, goal machine, did. Suarez, goal machine, did. It can be quite hit and miss in coming over there, but he has got youth on his side. Let me know, actually, your thoughts, please. You can tweet us at the Red Men TV or in the comments if you're watching this live on YouTube. If it was Coutinho for like 88 million or Zayek for, let's just round it up to like a 40, even if it wouldn't be this much, a 40, 50 or whatever, what would you rather go for? Coutinho, 27 years old, I think, you know, 27 going to 28. It's an interesting debate. I'm leaning towards that. I think Klopp might lean towards that because he likes working with new guys as well. But it will depend on his attitude. But Coutinho is a known factor. Si?
I've just added one. Interested to see what you think of this. Joey Murray says, I don't think he's an upgrade on Shaqiri. Shaqiri in the Dutch league would hit similar numbers, if not more.
That's a very, very interesting point indeed. I think there's more potentially to come from Shaqiri. Is in fact, I don't know off the top of my head. I feel like Zayek's left-footed. I might be totally wrong on that. If he is, do we need him? Because that's the issue. I think we're covered. I think we need someone who can cover for Mane. I think someone who can play inverted from the left hand side. I might be wrong. If he is that, by all means, please feel free to let me know.
Zaha can play across the front three.
I know, but so can Shaqiri. By that logic, you wouldn't put Shaqiri on the left wing.
No, Shaqiri's goal return for his game, he's got like 6 goals. Yeah. Didn't play that much amount of football. It was pretty good, to be fair.
You're being mad, big disrespect to Shaqiri. Maybe there is loads more to come from. I just don't know. But if you know or you've got a strong opinion on it, let us know, of course. And I say tweet to @TheRedmenTV. If you've enjoyed the new show today, let us know by giving a like. If you're watching it on YouTube, if you listen to the podcast, drop a 5-star and give us a review as well. And don't forget, of course, to subscribe to the brand new Red Men News YouTube channel there. Let's fly through that. Let's just see if we can outstrip. If you like news more than you like match day stuff, let's see if this can be the new primary Red Men channel. It's up to you to make that happen. Yes, and of course, as I say, the RedmenTV.com is there for more of your extended Liverpool needs. We shall see you over there for the Summer Football Show this afternoon. Other than that, I'm Paul Machin. That is Ross Chanley. That is the Daily News for Liverpool. See you tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.